Back on the KCII Football Friday preview show, it's now time to talk with our Jet Physical Therapy Football Athlete of the Week. Pleased to be joined by Washington junior Ethan Zagalowski. Ethan, congratulations. Thanks for coming on this week.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Cole.
Ethan, the team's coming off a playoff victory last week at Case Field, 47-6 over Keokuk. The team had three consecutive weeks to prepare for the Chiefs. So first off, Ethan, were you kind of tired of preparing for Keokuk the last 3 weeks?
Yes and no, Cole. We knew that the Chiefs were going to be a tougher opponent than we've had all year long. But as we saw in the scores, kind of handled it pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the three-week period that we had, we felt really confident going into both games, actually, especially the second game because of that off week that we had to prepare for them. So, I mean, we were prepared to see a couple other things, like motions and other stuff like that, but we handled it perfectly well. The team played as a team. They did everything they were supposed to, and we came out with the win.
Mm-hmm. And in that game, you had your third pick six of the season. Earlier in the game, they went to that single receiver side on a slant route a couple times. That's exactly what happened when you intercepted them. Were you anticipating that? Let's just walk through that play and what you were seeing.
Yeah. So number seven for them is their tallest receiver, standing at 6'4". So they like to try to isolate him on the single side. They try to like to overload the one and just throw it back to him on a fade or a slant route, expecting both safeties to be looking to the trips or the overloaded side. Well, the coach was yelling for on the sideline to throw a slant, right? He was signaling to throw the slant. So I just looked at that, and I knew that if I didn't move to the strong side with the trips and just kind of stayed where I was, read the quarterback's eyes, and he kind of threw the ball right to me.
What do you think the defense did well last week, or just the season in general? Because the defense has been fantastic here in 2020. Why so?
Yeah, we have done really well with the running attack and stopping the offensive run. The last three games of the regular season, we allowed negative rushing yards with Fairfield, Burlington, and Keokuk. And I think if you can stop the run, you're going to have a pretty good success, because then the team's out of their comfort zone. They don't have a steady offensive rhythm. Then they're going to start opening up the pass book, and it's just kind of our DBs are really good. They keep their eyes where they're supposed to be. And we got to also give credit to our coach, Coach Kelly Williams. You know, he does a great job in the practice squads. He's telling us we need to just focus on our jobs and not worry about other people's jobs and just do our thing back there.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ethan, as we established, you are a safety. Just walk us through what's your keys as a safety. What are you looking for with every snap?
So normally you're going to get a two receiver set to your side most of the time. So then you're looking for your corner and you're talking, hey, keep your eyes on number two. And then for us, we have a four-step slide. And in those four steps, if the number two receiver goes out, you're going to yell switch, and then the safety's eyes go to number one and the corner's eyes go to number two. And then it's a one-on-one matchup from there, and if you win it, you win it, and if you lose, then kudos to the receiver who won the battle. But
sure. Well, Ethan, of course, we gear up for a round of 16 matchup against West Delaware. They've had a pretty potent offensive attack throughout the year. What have you seen from them on film, and what type of challenges will they bring for you guys?
Yeah, on film so far, I've seen that they're big. They've got a lot of big guys that are ready to go downhill. They're ready to block. They're ready to just all around out physical you. I think that if we play low and play aggressive, I feel like we're going to have a really good shot at stopping the run, which is what they like to primarily do. They run the ball like 80% of their offense. I feel like if we can stop the run and play more physical than them, we're going to have a really good shot at giving them a run.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned stopping the run in this game, but just in general, if Washington wants to have a deep playoff run, what's the biggest thing for this team?
The biggest thing for this team is just to keep the penalties low. Keep the penalties low, and then to, like, just do your job. Do the job that you were told in practice all week long to do. And if the linebacker still holds, if the defensive line can get pressure and force the quarterback out of the pocket, if the DBs can hold down lockdown coverage, and just everybody all around doing their job is what I feel is going to drive this team deep into the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Ethan, let's get outside of football. Coach Harris has called you the Renaissance man for all the talents that you have and everything that you're involved with at school. So why don't you tell everyone what all activities you're involved in at Washington?
Yeah, the Renaissance man applies to everything outside. And everything outside that I'm in involves choir. I'm in the performing arts. I do high school bowling in the winter, track and baseball throughout the spring and summer. So I'm pretty much like a five-sport athlete, if you want to look at it. So
there you go. Do you like the Renaissance man name?
The Renaissance man suits me pretty well, I think.
Yeah. All right. Because I've been saying it a few times. I just want to make sure you're cool with it.
Yeah. Go ahead. Use it up. I like it. I like the Renaissance man.
There you go. Ethan, last question before I let you go here. Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. So how do you use that motto to prepare for a game?
So before the game starts, the specialists or the wide receivers, running backs, and quarterbacks, we all go out and we circle up and we do a few stretches to warm up. And then the main part of that, the one that I focus on the most, is we get to run a few routes before the game starts. And that is a time for me to focus on more of my hand-eye coordination. If I have to drive off of to catch a receiver or like to run the route correctly, if you got to drive, that's really where I focus in on when to do it, how to do it, and just make sure that if I can catch the ball, I can, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Well, Ethan, congratulations to you and your teammates a win last week, and best of luck against the Hawks.
Thank you, Cole. Have a good one.
That's Ethan, the Renaissance man, Sigalowski of the Washington football team. Join us as this week's Jet Physical Therapy Football Athlete of the Week. Let's step aside. We'll close things out on the KCII Football Friday preview show right after this.